is there one band to rule them all? Let's discuss. Welcome to Princess and Scoundrel, where we take you along our scrappily ever after from Fantasyland to Tatooine and everything in between. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steven.
And we're talking about all the kind of, I don't know the right word for it, theme park bands, wearables, if you will.
Yeah.
Technology. I don't know exactly what
it is. Because there's a lot of uses for them.
Or
they've become more useful.
And there's different flavors to them. So we most recently went to Super Nintendo World over in Universal Studios Hollywood, and we got to try the new power-up bands. And so we're like, they're cool, but they're different.
And the first thing that popped into my head was, this is the worst $40 that I've spent.
Where have we heard that before?
Wait a minute.
Which brings us to the person that we love to debate with, have nice like conversations with, is Dano from the Dano Channel.
I will see your worst $40 ever. I will see that worst 40 and raise you to the worst 50 I ever spent with the Magic Band Plus.
Oh, you threw it even. It's Dano from the
Dano
Channel.
Back. Glad to be back on the channel. Again, being spicy and sassing it up. Last time was what, East versus West?
Yeah.
We're not doing that today.
We're doing my lack of love for the Magic Band Plus.
You're coming out swinging, man.
You know, I don't like it.
All right. Thanks for hanging out.
Right off the bat. So, yeah. And that'll be this week's episode.
So those listening, we're going to be talking about Magic Bands. If you are watching, we actually have a variety of bands here, so you could actually see them. We'll probably be posting them. You could do a comparison if you haven't been before, haven't gotten any of the properties.
Shaking the bands.
But you know, the thing about it was you kind of start seeing the usefulness or the lack of usefulness, and I think that's where we kind of wanted to really dig deeper into each of the bands.
Right. So let's discuss the options, right?
Okay.
We'll go from the power up band at Super Nintendo World. Dano's displaying his Luigi. I have my Princess Peach.
Here.
Oh.
Luigi and a Yoshi.
There you go.
Fancy.
See, and I've got Princess Peach.
And I had a Toad.
So we've got that option that's only used at Super Nintendo World in Universal Studios. And then we're going to jump over to Disney, which is where we spend most of our time. And there's a handful of options for Disney. So Dano's showing his Magic Band Plus and a regular Magic Band 2. The other options are you can use the card. It's called the Keys to the Kingdom card, I believe. So it's just like a room key, but you can use it for pretty much anything that the Magic Band 2 is used for. And then also, and I don't know that this is an option that people even realize, but you can do Magic Mobile and you can have, I'll share it on Steven's camera, but you can basically have your card on your phone and it does everything that this card will do. So,
and it works like any Apple Wallet. It's like Apple Wallet card is how it works.
Yeah, I'm not showing my whole Apple Wallet, but...
No, but like, just so you know, it works the same way where you double-click the side of your phone and then it pulls it up, or you double-tap your watch and it'll pull up your Apple Wallet, and that's where that card lives.
Right, and while we're talking about it, the best part of that one is if you do have young kids, you can link their tickets or their cards to yours, and so you just like swipe through.
So I think the most interesting part about it is it's very prominent in Walt Disney World. It's starting to come to Disneyland,
mm-hmm.
but they've spent a lot of time at Disney World to get these Magic Bands going, because when we started going, was almost the second iteration of the Magic Band.
It was already Magic Band 2. Yeah,
it was already Magic Band 2. The first one that they had out, it was, it reminded me of like a Fitbit.
Very much like a Fitbit.
And it didn't have too many uses for it. It was just your admission to the park and maybe the fast passes.
You could use it for your room, and you could pay for things with it. You had a card linked.
Okay.
And yeah. Similar to what we have now, but not as much. Yeah, the puck wasn't removable.
Yeah. And I think the thing was, is they were all at that time, because they were just standard colors. Mm-hmm. They were free.
And if you were staying on site, and they did this all the way up until the pandemic, is if you were staying on site at a resort, you could go in and you could order these plain basic colors. So they had,
to you early. They would send them to your house before your trip. So it would be like this extra fun thing of like, oh, my trip's coming up. I'm going to get this cool package from Disney World, and you open it.
And they had luggage tags in there too.
Your name on the back of it.
Yeah. They were customized with your name.
It wasn't just resorts. They did it for the cruise too. If you booked a Disney cruise, they would send you a similar package with your Magic Bands ahead of time, whatever colors you picked and the names on the back.
That was very much like the, you get the first one free. And just they invested a lot, I think, in the technology to start using this band and you feeling like that's the way to pay for things. Because once we really got into it, that was the way we would open our door, pay for things, admission. It was just so much easier. Yeah.
Back in the day when they were fast passes, that's how you booped in for the rides. And it was, and even like taking pictures. That's the other part of it is like, if you have Memory Maker and you go see a photo pass photographer and take a picture, that's how they would know it goes to your account.
Yeah.
It's just scanning it like that. So it's easy because you're wearing it on your wrist. Very, very easy to just boop around, right? So we're talking about kind of the mechanics of each of them. Let's talk about the Dano's favorite thing, the price of them.
Oh boy.
Right?
So then we said, at the beginning, they gave these for free.
Yeah.
Then
you could buy them too, and they were like,
you could buy custom
10, 15
ones.
$15.
They were, had different themes, different pictures, whatever, and they were about $10 more.
Yeah, so I think it was around $20 to $30, depending on what you got. Like, you have this special one that's a pass holder exclusive. So that was probably like the $30 range.
Like 35, yeah, something like maybe $34.99 for the pass holder, maybe $24.99 for one that just has like characters or whatever on it.
That's the Magic Band 2. And then you go to Magic Band Plus, which came out, I guess, about a year ago. I think it was August.
Like May. Oh, was it August? It might have been August. July. I think it was July in Disney World. It was like late July, early August when it finally came out, and the Batuu Bounty Hunt, don't get me started on that, landed at Disney World, and we got Magic Band Plus and all the golden statues around the parks.
And I think that's why we're comparing the two, because the Universal Pucks are used for games, and the Magic Band Plus, that was the biggest feature that they added to them, was to be able to play these bounty hunts, the statues.
Interacting with fireworks. Also,
there you go. Interacting with shows and fireworks, stuff like that.
The Magic Band Plus, when that came out, the price ranges anywhere from like $35 to $65.
$65.
Crazy, right?
That's ridiculous. That's seriously, like, though? Are they actually like six? There are exclusive ones that are $65.
So they've been doing this. They've been doing this since Magic Band 2. They're limited edition ones. So they'll do these limited runs when like a new movie comes out. So the last one I remember was like
you get Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse bars everywhere for $65, right?
See, but this is where Disney knows that you print, print 1,000, call it, slap a limited edition on it, and it's going to sell out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's sold out. So, they're really good about, making a limited quantity and just selling it out.
Yep.
Because people like us are going to buy it.
Yep. And then, so there's one Magic Band that's even more expensive than the Magic Band Plus. And that's this bad boy right here, which will cost you $5,000. But
Sarah is holding up the Magic Band from Star Cruiser, which is, you could only get it if you visit the Star Cruiser.
And it is the only example where you are given complimentary a Magic Band with your resort stay anymore. You pay a lot more for that stay, but it does.
I just realized mine say Dan on them, not Daniel, not Dan O.
You're welcome.
Dan on the bed. Is that your doing?
I couldn't do Dano at the time. They wouldn't let me do it. Sorry.
Take them back.
The next one.
Next time.
Oh, wait till you see what's on the next one.
Oh, no.
But yeah, so that's all of the bands for Disney. The card is free, which we had to use on our most recent trip. We forgot to pack Magic Bands. Yeah. And so the easiest way, you can use your phone and use the My Disney Experience app to unlock your door, but it's not seamless yet. And it's a lot of clicks to get in there. So the Keys to the Kingdom card is the best way for me, I think, or Keys to the World.
Well, that's a great segue on ease of use.
Yeah.
Right. So we let's start with the Universal bands.
Okay.
There is only one use for them.
But let's talk setup.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
How do you set these things up and get them attached to your account? Because I think that's the one place where Universal actually shines.
Absolutely. I completely agree. Like, you know,
it was so simple to hook these things up to the Universal Studios app.
Now, I think it's almost too easy because, like, your camera just is like facing the direction because there's a QR code on the back. And
you don't even have to focus. You just got to point it in the general direction. And it's like, no, you're good. We got you.
That was like super, super easy. And I would say, like, that's a point for the Universal bands.
And you can kind of see it there, but there's somewhat of a QR code. I'm blocking part of it so y'all don't steal it. But there is a bit of a QR code on the back that you can use to link it. And that app is really responsive and simple. Yeah. And that goes a long way in my book.
It really does make it easy. And one of the things when we were prepping for this episode, and we were like,
well, even buying it, like, you don't have to go to there's a vending machine. So you're just like, kiosks, I don't want to talk to, I just don't want to talk to anybody. I mean, this is the one I want. They have it in stock. And
so simple that it's like a picture of each character. It's like, here's Peach, here's Toad. And you click that one and then they say, okay, do you want any more? And you just kind of fill up your cart and hit purchase. Like,
give me that 40 bucks. Fun deal.
That was it. The boxes are also really nice. They're kind of big and bulky, but we kept ours because we liked them so much.
We're the millennials that it's a good box.
The band itself is big and bulky, though. I mean, look at the profile on these things. Look how thin a Magic Band is. And then you see the puck. That thing's huge. That's almost 3/4 of an inch, if not a little bit more than that. Like, that is a giant puck that you're wearing on your wrist. Where a Magic Band.
What do they have going on in there?
Slimmer profile.
So I came prepared for this point exactly, Dano. I brought my scale, and just to kind of
can people see this here?
Do a weight comparison of the Magic Band 2.
Wait, let me put it down first.
That is.
So you're gonna put the Magic Band on, stand on the scale, take it off, and then put the other one on, stand on the scale.
Yeah, exactly. It is 19 grams.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
A Magic
grams.
Band
let's use
plus.
The metric. No, that is metric. Just kidding. I've got ounces over here. Let's
is 24 or 26 grams.
And that's a Magic Band plus.
Magic Band
26
plus.
Grams.
Okay. All right. Here's
About my card? My card.
Oh, that counts.
3 grams. We don't count my phone because.
And then Super Nintendo World Band, it's a whopping 56 grams.
Whoa.
Oh. So
that
How
is,
do we even walk with these things on?
Well, so the thing, too, is the Magic Bands, they have pretty much like a similar to like a watch where they have these nubs that lock in.
Yep. They can fly off.
They can.
Mine fell off this one time.
I had issues with my sweaty. Magic Band Plus. I definitely had issues with mine coming off.
We know. Yeah,
but the Universal band, the power-up bands, they're the like slap bands, right?
Yeah, literally a slap bracelet.
Yeah. And they
also, I don't want to sidebar us too much, but that Toad one you're holding up right now, anyone else who's watching this on the YouTube channel, it looks like Wonder Bread. Does it not look like the Wonder Bread? That looks like straight up Wonder Bread with the little, look at that.
That's a ridiculous sidebar. Anyway, Stephen, you were saying.
Well, no, it's a lot heavier. And if it's prone to falling off, it's going to fall off. Right. And the fact that you had to catch the little band, the little buddy band thing.
Yeah.
Band. Is that a,
they call them band buddies.
Saved by the Bell reference, buddy bands.
No.
Sorry. It is. It's a good episode. Watch it.
So here's the thing with mine. We'll talk about this. Is I don't know if it's just like the width of the band or the length of the band. It started aggravating me after wearing it for so long. Like it started digging into my wrist.
Because it was squeezing too
because
much.
Because it squeezes. And like with a slap bracelet, I feel like you probably didn't wear it that long. And also it wasn't wrapped in this silicone. So it's a lot more like rigid. But
in 1993, I lived in my slap bracelet.
Well, so then you prepared for this moment.
Also, I did not. There's kind of a right way and a wrong way, though, to do it. Is what
it kind of seems because there's like eyes on one side.
The eyes are the underside and the print is the overside. So
you had it right.
On me, notice okay. I've got the eyes in the bottom and the print comes over it. Same with the look at the Luigi one. The eyes are going to be on the bottom. The eyes down the bottom and the print comes over it. And that's the proper way I found to wear it, where the print goes over the eyes. So in your case, this, Wonder Bread design needs to go over wherever the eyes are.
Yeah.
But I've got like a weird gap on mine. I don't know. It was not
the
most comfortable
to
wear
the least
long term
underneath. Also, Steven, you need to put yours on too if I'm wearing both of these.
Okay. Okay.
So we're just going to keep adding these to our wrists.
Okay.
All the bling.
All the bands are belong to us.
But no, it's a larger band watch thing.
Yeah.
It's clunky. And that was kind of my
cool factors.
It's not a discreet.
Oh, I put it on back.
Fitness band just, like, type of thing. Wear this and people wouldn't know. Like if you wear this, everybody knows for like a mile away that you're wearing a Super Nintendo band. Yeah. It's huge. It's massive.
Yeah.
Like there's not even a watch that you could comfortably wear that's that big. That is just dumb how big that is.
And I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming it's similar technology because it doesn't have any kind of haptic feedback or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Why is
it doesn't
so big?
Do anything. It doesn't light up. It doesn't vibrate. It doesn't do any of that stuff that the Magic Band Plus does. This is the only time I'll be nice about Magic Band Plus. It doesn't do any of that stuff. It really is just there to collect data for when you're smacking bricks or when you're scanning into the games. And really, that's it. But it does work well. Like, it does its job well. You can sit there and you don't need to, when you're playing the games and you're at Universal Studios and you're punching bricks, etc., you don't need to punch the brick sensor with the puck. You just use your hand. You just, like, punch it with your hand. And it registers it just fine. It works for what it does, but it's missing some of those bells and whistles that the Magic Band Plus has.
But the fact that they tell you, like you told us when we got there, you went and got these little band holders to keep it secure. But when we went into the Bowser minigame, they deliberately tell you, take your band off and hold it. Otherwise, it's going to go flying off your wrist. Like,
yeah.
I could see them coming out with a new design for this because it's a lot. It's a whole lot.
Yeah. The slap bracelet thing's cool, but like it definitely could be better for what it is.
So ease of use, we're going to give it like a tight.
Meh.
Easy. Like great. Like all the points go to setup and not as far as, and I mean, again, like ease of use, like it does what it's supposed to do. Like I would say, okay, you know, let's kind of step back because we're talking about ease of use. We kind of went off in tangent, but when we're comparing the Magic Band Plus to what one of the games was the waving at the statues, it took a bit for it to register you.
Yeah. Right? And even the bounty hunt thing, even putting your wrist in the thing, like sometimes, and I did all 20 levels of it, it doesn't work right when you put your hand in there the first time and you're like, oh, come on, like, let me find it. And it does take a minute.
Like, I want to look cool.
Right. But it doesn't always work right off the bat. And it's not always consistent, which is exactly what we're talking about. These, the Universal Nintendo Power-Up bands, seem to be pretty consistent. Whereas, like you're saying, the Magic Band is kind of harder to figure out the right sweet spot.
Yeah. So even to the point on the Mario Kart ride, they tell you, and this was completely my fault, but they tell you to scan your band on your steering wheel. We're messing around. I'm not paying attention. And I I forget to.
On my first trip, I did the same thing.
But I think the thing was I was close enough that at the end I didn't know. I was like, oh, you know, upset because I didn't scan it. So I'm not going to get these, because again, it's a game. It's the whole world. The whole land is a game. And so I'm missing out on some points. But it was later on that it did end up catching, I guess, just me being close enough. So it kind of like layman proofs, you not scanning it, like you're close enough that it registers and it gets you. So I think that's a good thing for the band. Like it does what it's supposed to do and it does it fairly well.
Yeah. Yeah. So just like ease of use and setup, I think is what we're talking about right now. So let's move on to our Magic Band Plus. Where's the other one?
Right, it's here.
Oh, the regular Magic Band?
Yeah.
The Magic Band Plus.
Are we putting those on now too? I'm putting them on.
Oh, right.
Your Bounty Hunter one.
Oh, or Plus. Okay. Not the
regular. Are we just one going now the same arm?
I'm doing all the arms that I have.
Okay. How many is that?
I don't know anymore.
So as we're setting this up, the Magic Band Plus, again, there's that time that Disney's put into the bands. So it could not just use it in Batu for the Bounty Hunters game, not just in all four parks for the statues games, but you could use it for your hotel room. You could pay for food and merchandise and it'd be charged back to your room.
Yep. It's your admission. It's your photo pass pictures. It's your lightning lane booping. It's any of the games.
And I think that they've really utilized a technology in a way that it's more than just for the game was at the end that they're like, okay, let's use it for a game. And I think that's a better use, like a more efficient use of a technology than just like, oh, let's create something for one specific thing that you're not going to use for anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my thought on it.
But I don't know if you brought this up. You can use it at Disneyland too.
You can use it at both parks. But the thing about using it at Disneyland is it's not as useful as it is in Disney World.
Oh, really?
You can't use it to pay for stuff.
Oh.
It doesn't work to pay for stuff. It works for park admission, but Disney World has the infrastructure where they have the little, you know, the green little orbs that you scan next to. It turns green. You put your fingerprint in. Disneyland doesn't have that. So when you're like, oh, no, I want to get into the park with my Magic Band, the cast member who's normally going to scan your ticket has to sit there and say, okay, let me switch my device over to this other thing. Hang on. And then they pull it up and they're like, okay, now's your magic. It's like more clunky and it takes longer than it would if you just used a normal ticket. So they're, because they haven't invested in the same infrastructure to make that work, it doesn't work as well using your Magic Band to get into Disneyland as it does the Disney World parks. And so,
okay.
Trade-off.
But isn't that something that they're starting to have like a one login?
They're doing that on the My Disney Experience and the Disneyland apps. Well, here's the thing. This is another kind of
disjointed.
Yeah, exactly.
They're very disjointed. There's an app for every single theme park you go to. Like let's talk about the four domestic theme parks. You've got Universal Studios, Orlando, and Hollywood, and then you have Walt Disney World and Disneyland, and each of those require their own app.
I think it's partly because, again, to prevent confusion for the park goer.
Yeah.
Because if someone says,
sure,
I want to go to Disneyland, they don't necessarily mean Disneyland. They probably mean Disney World, or they want to go to Disney World. And it's like, okay, well, are you going to Magic Kingdom? Are you going to Epcot? Are you going to Hollywood?
Okay. Like, one more sidebar on exactly.
Let's hear it.
I lose my mind when people say I'm going to Disney. Disney what? Are you going to Disneyland? Are you going to Disney World? Are you going to Disneyland Hong Kong? Disney, but I see this all the time. Going to Disney. Where are you going? You have to specify because they are so different. Like you're saying, there's so many differences in this. So
there is.
Do better, people.
So with the app specifically for Universal, it's the same login for each of them. For Disney, across like any Disney applications, Disney Plus, even like Hulu, your My Disney Experience for Disney World, your Disneyland app, they're all the same login. It's just if you previously, if you hadn't accessed like one of those accounts before, you had to basically like kind of set up a new account, but you use the same credentials. Now, just within the last few weeks, they've made it so it's like, no, you got one account, which has got to be a nightmare in the background for all these people that have multiple accounts. But
yeah.
Now it's one account. It's a little more streamlined, if you will.
But no, I mean, I think Disney's been working at getting this to be a band to take care of all the business instead of just one. I think they really just need to refine how the game, like how it works, and make sure it works when it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that is its downfall, is that like when you're trying to wave at the statues or whatever, it's unclear how to do it right. And it takes, there's a learning curve to it. Or even like I said, the bounty hunt thing, you're just supposed to put your hand in the slot and it's supposed to register it, and it doesn't always. And there's this weird like thing where it's an awkward moment of like, okay, will it work? Won't it work? What do I have to do? And the other like ding that I personally have against it, and I think it it's great, but you have to charge it. It's the only one you have to charge in order to have all this functionality. The other ones, regular Magic Band 2, you don't have to charge. Nintendo Power Band, you don't ever have to charge. So those extra features of vibration and colors, it doesn't make the sound, lights. Does it? Does no. it make sound? Okay, no, it doesn't make no. sound. But the lights and the vibration come at the cost of needing to charge it. And so that's kind of a pain too, because it does not last all day.
Yeah, and just to point, like just to kind of emphasize that it is for the lights and the basically the extras is what you need to charge only. For. Like you could still get into your room.
Yes, you can still pay for things.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can still use the all basic Magic Band 2 functions will still work without it being charged on the Magic Band Plus. But if you're paying $50.
but I think that's the thing, is like now you're putting that expectation that, hey, I'm paying this amount that says that it's supposed to do XYZ and it's not doing YZ, you're upset. Whereas the Nintendo band, it's $40 and it only does this. You're like, all right, well, it better do that.
But like, it does, though.
My expectations are, you know, pretty low, and it's like, can I use it for anything else?
But
like,
when you're
you could use it to get a skin on your Mario Kart game.
Oh, that's a good point. We forgot about that. It works as an amiibo. That counts. That counts as utility.
No, but listen, when you're paying when you're paying like $150 for a ticket to get into the theme park, and then you have to spend another $40 just to participate in the one land that you want to, because you have to. You pretty much have to buy the band. So just tack another $40 onto each ticket.
Because if you don't, you miss out on one of the coolest games there.
Yeah.
Yes.
That game, Bowser Jr.'s Challenge, which I would say is like really fun and silly. And it's just it's the whole point of the land, really. You play all the other games to get to that, to unlock that.
Yeah.
But it is hidden behind a $40 giant puck that you got to wear on your arm.
Well, it's just the whole land. It's behind there's nothing you could do without.
Yeah, you can't play the games either. Yeah, I mean, you can do Mario Kart, and you can see the characters, but that's it.
And that's it.
So you're right.
So you're just adding $40 to your ticket. But let's go back really quickly to talking about charging the Magic Band Plus, because when we first got ours, and this is kind of a little pro tip, is if you have a resort stay at Disney World, you can get a discount on your Magic Bands. So you can do a Magic Band 2, like a regular one of these guys, or you can even get the designs. Or you can do the Magic Band Plus, and you can get, I think it's like a $10 discount or something. So,
and again, I think that's them pumping out that, like, here, we're going to give you a discount so that you move to this new band.
Yeah.
You know, to get them out.
They're persuading us to go that way. So we did that. We had a resort stay. We get to the resort and we go pick up our bands. Those bands have been sitting back there for like 2 weeks. So they're dead when we get them. And so we had issues. We had to sit there in the lobby and charge them and link them. And we were having issues because you have to update, because they had been sitting there for a couple weeks. Because I think we went like, it was like it was pretty quickly after they came out. But because they had been sitting there dead, they already had updates and it was brand new. So there's lots of updates going on. It had to be like 60% or 70% charged for us to even update them to then link
them. To even add it to your app. Yeah, you can't even add it unless it's like a certain percentage charged.
Yeah.
That is such a pain in the butt because I ran into that same thing last year when I did it too. And I ended up walking around with it with the charger on my wrist and I had a fuel rod attached. Luckily, like when I go to Galaxy's Edge, sometimes I like dress up or whatever or bound. And so I was able to connect a fuel rod and like slip it into one of my fingerless gloves. And so I'm like, it looked kind of in world to have this like fuel rod in my glove and this thing attached to my hand. I was like, no, I'm a Star Wars guy. It's cool. Don't judge me. But it was kind of like, it was a pain in the butt. It was really a pain in the butt. And that was a terrible way to start after spending $50.
Yeah, it definitely like becomes more intrusive having to care, like not just the band. Now you got to carry a charger and then you got to carry a charger for the band because that may go out if you're actually using it throughout the day.
Well, the other thing to consider is we're a family of four. So when we go and we get bands, we get four bands, which means for Magic Band Plus, we need to charge four of them every single night. And there is not enough outlets and
there's no USB Disney room
ports
that has that many.
No.
And your phones and your
phones. On top of charging our phones. And if we have a camera or the kids, if they have their iPads, there's just our watches, like everything. So we've had to
Amazon
get really
link
smart
down below
about it.
For a USB 10-port charger.
Right. That's what we've had to do is we've had to move to that. And we've had to move to these like smarter, more compact charging solutions. So we're only using, you know, 2-3 ports.
Yeah.
Because if everything needed an outlet, not everything would get charged. Because even like our fans, when we go in the summer, we've got to charge our fans every day. Like it's a lot. And so that's definitely a ding against Magic Band Plus. What are you
I
up to now?
So cool. I look so cool right now. I got the cord tucked into my thing. I just need my fingerless gloves.
Yeah. And see, and you kind of touched on it too. You do have to update the Magic Band Plus to get working sometimes.
Yeah.
Or just
there,
to use
there are
it.
Periodic updates that you might jump in. You'd be like, no, get into the park. Going to have fun today. And then you go to use it. And it's like, nope, you got to update it. Nope, you're only at 30%, dude. You got to get the fuel rod or the battery pack and charge it and wait before you can update it in order to use it for those extra functions. And that's harsh after spending $50. Like, that just makes it sting a little bit. It's like, really, guys? Like, I understand that that's how things are going to work. If it's going to sit in a package forever, you don't know how long it's been on that shelf. So that's understandable that it may not be fully charged. But it's just kind of a clunky rollout. Once you buy it, it doesn't always just work. And that's where, again, the Nintendo one shines, is it may not have as many features, but it doesn't mess up on those features. It works. It signs up easy. Everything you need it to do, it does. It's just kind of clunky and funky.
Clunky and funky. All right. With that.
That's the name of my autobiography.
The best of both worlds. Really, in my opinion, still is the Magic Band, the plain Magic Band 2. Because one, it is not as clunky as either of these. It does not need to be charged. Like this one, which one? This Mickey one that I have, I probably bought this back in like 2018 and I could go into the parks today and it would still work. Like the battery life on this is magnificent. But it does everything. It does everything that the Magic Band
Plus. It does what it's supposed to do.
It does everything it's supposed to do. It doesn't do the haptics and it doesn't do the Batuu Bounty Hunt and it doesn't do the 50th statues, which are now just golden statues.
Well, and I think
slapping this one on.
There's the fireworks. Like it actually, there's haptic and they light again. It's there's cool features that are there. It's just, is it worth that extra trouble of making sure that it's charged, making sure that it's updated, making sure that you have it with you when you're going around. That's where you kind of like. You kind of weigh the pros and cons of it.
Yeah. But this, it's throw it in your bag and it's done. You still have to wear it, which brings me to my next favorite, most recent favorite, is just using the phone. The car, now the card is cumbersome.
I like that a lot, actually. I am an Apple Wallet person. I go to Target and I'm just like, no, I'm paying. Double click, get out of here. I love it. And so to be able to do that at the hotel room, especially if I've got merch and my hands are full or whatever, just double click my phone. It's always in my hand anyways.
Exactly. Well,
that's the problem. You can't do that. That's the one thing that you can't do on the Magic Mobile is you have to go into the app to open your door.
Oh, you're right. The door does require
that is the app. Only
you're right.
Downfall of using your phone is that you have to go into the My Disney Experience app. There's you have to go find step. Your resort reservation and then you go click on unlock door.
Just for the door though.
Just for
and
the
I
door.
Think the thing is like
just the door.
Yeah. It could be for security reasons that it doesn't open it automatically. Because like say if you just got somebody you lost your phone and somebody's able to go into your room, like it's just like it's a full key, right? Yeah. It's same thing as a band. I get it, but maybe for some reason there's that little bit, there's extra clicks there. But again, and this is where we're going a tangent from, again, Super Nintendo World is only for the game. You cannot open up doors, do any of that. But the mobile is really the thing because you're always going to have your watch, if you have an Apple Watch or some kind of device watch, or you're going to have your mobile device, like it's always on you. Like
always,
you're
yeah.
always gonna, because this last trip we didn't bring Magic Bands. We
totally completely forgot.
And that's where the cards came useful. They're it's a easy, free way to get into your room. But if you ended up just using your watch the entire trip,
yeah.
So it was the same thing as a band. But so why not bring some of that functionality of the haptics and the lights to your phone
or your watch
or your watch?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think. That should be more of an, and I know again they want to keep their stuff proprietary, and these are our things, and we're not going to let you share it. But people have devices that can be utilized. I'm pretty sure people will download a new app to let you show us fireworks.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's where Super Nintendo World. Hey, we have watches, we have phones. Let us use those instead of. This big
Let
thing.
Us use those. Just add that function to our Apple Watch through the Universal app. And that way we boop anyways. But they don't get their $40. But if they added an option where it was like, hey, for $15, you can add the function to the app that'll sync up to your watch, I would pay that instead of buying one of these bands.
But the issue with that is it's a one-time $15 fee versus like, well, I need Princess
yeah,
Peach.
Look at us.
Oh, I need yeah. Toad. Oh. I need, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, and they gotta milk us. They gotta milk us for all we're worth.
That's the problem. So that's all of the ones for ease of use. We can go into a little bit more about like usability of them, which I think we've already kind of been talking.
Yeah, it's kind
about.
Of both. A little bit yeah. of both.
It's kind of both.
I mean,
right?
Magic Band Plus wins on that, right? Of usefulness, it does the most things out of any of them. With Magic Band 2 being second. And I feel like Nintendo World, Magic Band, or whatever, Power Up Band being third, just because it's
well,
only
I feel like Magic Mobile.
Land.
Yeah, Magic Mobile. All of the Disney stuff goes above what the Power Up Band will do. But that's
by design.
Power
Band's going to be dead yeah. last on all of it because it's only for one land within the park. And it only does the games, the boopin' bricks, and getting you points on Mario Kart.
Now, I wonder if they're going to have it where you could use it at... Nintendo Epic. World Orlando at Epic.
I would hope that, so.
That's a question yeah. I've got.
I mean,
I don't
so.
Think they're going to be different. It's
it should function
you know
the
what?
Same, right?
I bet they won't, because when we went to Super Nintendo World, there was somebody that had a Mario band, but it was all gold. And I was like, oh my,
like
they were in
Japanese
front of us
one?
In line for one of the, yeah. And I asked, ooh. I said, where did you get it? And at first they said, I don't know. And I was like, well,
I think it was
yeah,
like,
but you do though.
It was a little bit of a language barrier, but then she also was like, I got it. I think she bought it from somebody in Japan or something.
Gotcha.
So it was, I was like, oh, but it's real cool. So I think it will work. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it will work. But yeah, and we'll just add to the collection.
yeah.
You only have two on. You need to catch up. Right. Okay. So then let's talk about the ability to modify or customize these bands, because there's been a lot of that and a lot of it recently since the Magic Band Plus came out. And even since Star Cruiser opened, of people being pretty unique with the removable pucks for the Magic Bands. We first experienced this. So the very first time we went to Disney, I got all the way up my forearm now.
Yeah, I'm starting to lose circulation here. I'm like, what's going on?
You know what we should have done? We should have done the power up band at the very higher back. Up, tourniquet yeah. it. But you also have the most like space.
My fingers anyway. Tingle.
But when we very first went to Disney World with our son, he was 2 at the time. And so he wasn't going to wear it. Like you can rip this, the bigger piece of it off and make it kid size, which is fantastic. But he was 2 and we're like, he's not going to carry it around. So you could buy little like keychains and then take the puck out of this and put it in that and it could clip. And so we ended up clipping it on his belt loop the entire trip. And it was way easier to keep track of than making sure he was wearing this the whole time.
And I think this is where Disney really dropped the ball, because even at that time as well, and before Magic Mobile was like really being utilized, people were making like Etsy shops and stuff, making puck holders for your watch bands. So you just kind of had one band.
Yeah. So you could have like your Apple Watch and then you could slide the puck on and then you just boop, 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 boop like that.
So I think that's when that modification started pretty fairly early on.
Right. But then I feel like once Galaxy's Edge opened, and especially with like the new Batuu Bounty Hunt, we've started seeing a lot more, and Star Cruiser, just people are like bounding more and they don't want to walk around with these on their arms because that's not cool and in universe. And so people have started finding these different ways to customize it. So we have one here.
People meaning you.
Who, me? Oh, I'm not talking about the one that I did.
Oh, okay. I thought you were. I thought you were like, oh, look at this fancy one I did. Some people
I didn't bring it up
cool
here.
Things.
I have one that I used on Star Cruiser, but it was like custom made for me. So I don't want to be like, go bombard this person with something that you can't buy.
But no, there's other makers that took the puck and had it just basically an opening for it. And then you have this, you know, puck holder that's in universe.
Yeah. And you can put it on a gauntlet.
Yeah. Gauntlet or other just wearables instead of just the normal watch magic band.
Yeah. And then the other one is for this one specifically, because this seems to be the only good magic band, and that's the one Dano has, but the only good magic band plus that has like a good puck in the center of it, because most of them usually, like they say Star Wars, or they just have like a character on it or a symbol. Like they're not really like...
They have a very unique...
They're very themed.
Yeah, very themed.
Yeah, and even this one's got Grogu on it, which I don't love.
It's got
love.
Grogu, yeah.
I kind of wish it didn't have a little character on there, and it was more just like a costume piece.
Yeah, I agree. It's fine. But people have made almost like little, what are they, like little tracking?
Oh, like the bounty hunt trackers?
Like the bounty hunt trackers.
Yeah, exactly. Bounty fobs or whatever.
Yeah, so with the same thing, you can put it in there, and they even have it to where you can like charge it and keep your fuel rods in there too, which is really nice, but also necessary because it's a Magic Band Plus, and so you have to charge it. So we'll throw links in the description to some of the shops that do make these things, because they are really cool if you're going to go.
Yeah.
And
especially like if
like
you are trying to bound or trying to keep, you know, that feel of in universe and still be able to use it, it is nice to, you know, have something a little bit different. So kind of like the modification, I kind of mentioned it before that the Nintendo one, the power band, you could get a skin on Mario Kart. So that, I think that's something cool like to mention. But one of the things on the Magic Band Plus, it is just an NFC tag.
Okay.
So if you do have, go ahead.
Sorry, I have something. Since we're talking about how the Nintendo Power Up Band will work on Nintendo Switch Mario Kart, right?
Yeah.
This is with the Disney Cruise Magic Bands, and it's an older game, but Disney Infinity 2.0.
Oh.
If you had a Disney Cruise Magic Band, you could scan that in on the little portal that the Disney Infinity used, and you would get a Disney Infinity cruise ship.
Oh, nice. Oh,
how cool.
Yeah. And it was a vehicle your character could ride on, like a small cruise ship.
That was a good game, too.
That was a good game.
Very good game, and I kind of want to bring it back. I kind of want to buy
those. Those figures were like the best.
Could you imagine a Star Cruiser?
I have Ahsoka right here, right now on my desk at all times.
Yeah, I think all of our Star Wars characters lost their lightsabers because our kids were young. Because they're fun.
So just to add to that functionality, I just wanted to point that out, that the older Magic Bands, and that was Magic Band 1. I don't know if 2 still did it because I don't think the game was around by the time 2 came out. But
yeah, I don't know.
It still worked with video games too. So that's some utility for Magic Band.
But a really cool thing, you can use the Magic Band NFC tags is with your like iPhone. I'm pretty sure with Android as well. But you could create shortcuts where if you scan the band, you could have your lights, like if you have smart, you know, anything smart in your house, turn, you know, certain colors, or you could have it where it plays, you know, your devices will play songs or whatever. Yeah. And I've seen people do, you know, kind of create these shortcuts of doing a whole bunch of things. If you're scanning into a ride or something.
Yeah. Well, what you can do is you can like take the puck out and you can put it on a thing on the wall. Yeah, right. Like you don't have to wear the band to scan it. Yeah. And that's really cool. Like there was one guy that he had the whole Happily Ever After fireworks show, and you would scan on the wall and it would dim all the lights in the room. And then it was like a projection show on a little castle. It was really cool. Yeah.
So I think it just past the being used for Disney things, you could actually use it for other things at home, like, you know, actually use it for stuff.
One of the other things that I saw more recently is somebody did it so that whenever you scanned the band, it would open up the My Disney Experience app. So rather than trying to like fumble around, that's so like while you're smart in the park and you're using it and like, okay, let me open and see what the wait times are or whatever. I was like, oh, that's pretty clever. Yeah. So as much as I love the Power Up Band, it's so singularly focused
and clunky.
Like there's just a lot.
It's silly big. Like it shouldn't be that big.
It is. Like a Magic Band can live in my bag for my, cause I just carry like a little fanny pack with me usually. Like it can live in there, but like a Power Up Band, I'd be like, no, we need to drop this off. Like this is, it's too big. Yeah, so let's go through it though.
I mean, it was what, 56 grams that it just starts
literally weighing you down. Yeah. How many can we count the grams on my arm? Okay,
so
right now?
We didn't mention customizations that have been done on the Power Up Band though. I only know of one, but Nick Tierce, he modified his Power Up Band to look like the watch from GoldenEye.
That's cool.
N64 GoldenEye, like it's so Nick Tierce to do something like that. But he made a little, I don't know if he printed it or what, but early on in his Super Nintendo world, he made a little modification for his Nintendo Power Up Band to look like N64 GoldenEye watch. So it is possible to do stuff with the Nintendo one as well.
That's fantastic. I love that. All right. So let's go through it. On price, who do you have as the winner?
I'm going to say still the Magic Band because like there's options. You could get a plain Jane one and it's, you know, if you still want function, there's still a plain one to go from. But if you want to go get limited edition special ones, you can.
Yeah.
And this one you don't have.
Yeah. I mean, I like my Magic
Mobile. Regular Magic Band wins on price for sure.
Magic Mobile wins to me. Like this is
free.
Yeah, it's free.
It's free.
You can't be free $99. Like that's
that's it. But I would say Magic Band 2 is if you're gonna have a wearable and not just like carrying your phone and defaulting to the free option, the Magic Band is the winner. So then, you got something to say?
I was going to ask, that said, Magic Band Plus, do you think it's overpriced for the extras it gives you? Because I personally do. I think it's overpriced for the extras it unlocks, the lights and haptic feedback and the golden statues and Batuu Bounty Hunt game that you get. I kind of think it's overpriced for doing that. That's where I like
it. Here's my opinion on it. I am of the mindset that there's going to be more coming, more functionality coming for the Magic Band Plus that I think will make the price worth it. When clients ask me, is it worth it? If they're going for like 1 or 2 days, I'm like, it's probably, unless you specifically want to do the Batuu bounty hunt, it's probably not worth it. Or if you are bringing your 3 kids with you and you want to go away with the statues, it might be worth it for like the kids, but I would pass on the adults. Cause then that's the other thing is you complain about the worst $50 you ever spent, but you're going by yourself. Like when people are going as families.
Oh yeah. As a family, imagine having to spend $200. So all of you can have this?
I don't have to imagine, Dan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't have to imagine. Oh, boy. Ouch.
We've lived it.
Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah.
You don't see all the magic bands that we don't have on the table right now. There's a lot.
They cut some out. They were like, we can't show all of these. We can't show how many bands we have.
Oh, it's embarrassing. But yeah. If you're going to be going back to Disneyland or World, I don't think Magic Band Plus is too highly priced because I think you're going to be able to use it for other things in the future. But if you're going and it's like this is your one trip that you're taking to Disney for like the next 4 or 5 years, like don't waste your money on it, in my opinion.
That's fair. And I think that's where the Nintendo one, it's a forced. You have to pay for it because if you want to go play it, you have to get it. So you can't opt out.
No.
Whereas you can opt out of Magic Band Plus. Yeah.
It stings a little.
Yeah. I actually think I'm more upset at the Power Band because I had to spend the money.
Yeah.
This one is on me for wanting to spend the money. Yeah. This is like a bill. And this is like going out and
the bill you're pointing to the Nintendo Power Up.
Yeah, I'm pointing to the Power Up band because this is like I had to do it. And then the Magic Bands are like, I'm going to treat myself to some ice cream, some $50 ice cream.
Ouch, ouch.
So, yeah, on price, I think we all agree the cheaper the better. The Magic Band is plenty sufficient, especially if you're going to use that resort discount. And order them ahead of time. And then you get your name on them too, which is nice.
That's fun.
That's a nice little something.
Yeah, you just could Let's say move Dan. On.
Let's move on to, I guess let's call this like the ease of setting up, right? Of like physically using the band. Not all of the things that it can do, but the actual
How well it works.
I think it goes to the Power Up band.
Yeah, slam dunk.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything from setup to just using it. It works when it's supposed to, doesn't really give you trouble otherwise. And yeah, no issues. It's great.
Even too, like you tested removing the band. Like,
oh, yeah.
Kind of like removing it from your account, adding it back to your, like it's so easy.
So
whereas
easy.
Like with the Disney one, if you look at it wrong.
There's so many caveats.
Yeah, you
like,
have to go.
Oh no,
talk
you
to
didn't do this right. You gotta wait and then go set this up. Oh, you're only at 59%. You had to be 60. Yeah. Gotta wait.
Yeah, but even then, like there is no code or something. You can scan it, but the app is not very good at actually picking up the characters, and so you have to type in this like 12-digit code on the back of the band. And then I think because this one does more, like a Magic Band does more in the parks. It also has more points of failure. So we lost charging capabilities on our Magic Bands on this most recent trip. And so we had to just like start pulling out our credit card and using our credit card.
Yeah.
Like I experienced it one time. And then like the next time you went to go charge something, it didn't work for you either.
And I think that's the thing is like you're adding more functions and more failure points.
Yeah.
Whereas like the Nintendo one just does this.
Just boops.
And it just boops.
Just boops. $40 boops. When it comes to usefulness, it's the Magic Band Plus.
It is. It does the most. It does the most out of any of them.
It opens your door. It is your park ticket. It is your photo pass scan. It is your lightning lane scan. It can charge to the room. It does the lights. It does the bounty hunt. It does the statues. Like, it does the most. And the other thing that we haven't even talked about with Magic Band is that if you're riding a ride, like say Expedition Everest or Small World, it catches that you're in that ride, that you're in that vicinity, and it'll put your names up on screens in the ride, or like Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah. On Everest?
It says it on Everest, yeah, in the queue beforehand.
There's a point where it kind of scans you. And so on the postcards, it'll have your name.
I didn't know that.
So it's not everybody, really cool. But it'll do it. Yeah, it's really neat. Dan.
That's cool. Here we go, Dan.
No, it'll say the name that's in your My Disney Experience. But that's a really cool, it's just a
The thing is like, again, Disney's building that, they have been building that infrastructure to have these readers around. And the same thing with like the, kind of the droids, right? Having the, you know, the different areas where you go over there and the droid does this, and you go to the, you know, the resistance area, and it's going to have a different, like they've built this infrastructure for that particularly.
Yeah.
Whereas like, again, I think Universal's like still getting into that. I mean, I think they could definitely implement it more like in like Hogwarts. I mean, yeah, the Harry Potter and all that, you know, do more stuff. So that way, like, you could be around and it'll do stuff.
We should have added the wands to this list. I don't have a wand.
Yeah, but I don't have a wand
either.
It's
a similar thing, though, right? Where you're paying an extra $50-ish dollars to be able to interact and do things, but that would be bottom rung.
Yes and no.
Jinx.
What? Yeah, right. But it's very similar to the magic or the power up band. It's very similar to the power up band, where it only works in the one land.
But it's not, because you don't collect keys or
horcruxes
or whatever.
Little window displays.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
It's literally.
So you don't need it.
It's not like, it's not housing anything on here or on your account, and it's not tied to you in any way, as far as I know. Like, oh, it's just
more hands off than these other ones.
It's an added to the world. So you could go still enjoy, you know, Diagon
Alley. I never felt like I missed out because I didn't have a wand.
No.
Yeah.
I kind of want one.
Because you kind of watch the other people struggle do it. And you're like, I know I'm going to struggle
I could do spells way better than they could. I know I could.
So. That's like me walking into that lightsaber training pod. Like, I know Patronus. I'm not going to look good. All right. So back on. We got way off track there. So in terms of usefulness, it's Magic Band Plus. We all agree on that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then last.
Even though you got to charge it.
Lame. I know. The last thing though is customization.
Magic Band Plus.
Right? I think because
I would say just the regular Magic Band.
Magic Band 2?
Because you don't have to charge it. Because that's the problem with like these types of things.
No, but I think we're still kind of comparing, because the game part of it, the Magic Band Plus and the Nintendo.
Yeah.
So you still have to like the most function. So it's Magic Band Plus to the Nintendo one. But I still think it's the Magic Band, because you could take it out as a puck. Like, it lets you, the form factor could get so small. So if you were to do anything, like, you just have to worry about the puck. Whereas this, the Nintendo Power Band, you have to just cover, because it is all a one piece.
It's one piece. There's nothing coming off of this.
Haven't done a teardown, because it doesn't allow you to. Like, you actually have to destroy the device to modify it.
And that's $40.
Yeah.
That's $40. A lot of money. Yeah.
But there is no customization with this. You do have the Mario Kart integration.
Unless you're Nick Tears.
Yeah. You could
make your GoldenEye watch. And I'll say this, I think I used this puck from my Magic Band Plus on that customized one. So I had him on Mothma. I have to remember the right way to say it so I don't say Mom Moshma. I had him on Mothma brooch that I used, and it was customized for me, and it had the puck in the thing. And so I could take it was magnetic, so I could take it apart and I could boop, and then I could put it back on. And that was super cool. But then it died the first day and I had to tape it in. So I was like, I'm not going to take that out to charge it. And so it was essentially, by that point, it was a Magic Band 2 puck.
Yeah. So I think that's the part of it. Like, it becomes more involved because that charging effect.
Yeah. That's the only thing for me is the fact that you have to, if you want to use the extras on it, you have to charge it every night. to me, I think that's its
biggest downfall is the having to charge it.
Yeah. Who's the big winner? Do we have like one winner over all of them?
I mean, it sounds like Magic Band 2. Plus is close. Plus is close. I don't even want to say that out loud. Plus is close.
No, you know what? I'm going to say Magic Band Plus is the best one because you can use it at Disneyland and Disney World.
Most people are going to put like the value, like which one is the best value? And because you have so many uses out of it, it's going to be the Magic Band Plus.
Yep.
Gross.
So, I mean, Dano, it may have not been the worst $50 that you spent.
No,
that's what I think. Entire conversation was to get to the, it wasn't the worst $50 you spent.
Go on record. Say
oh,
it.
No, you say did it. This on purpose. You did this on purpose. You're like, we've got him this time. Oh, no. We're gonna make I don't want to say that out loud.
This is dissing the Magic Band Plus.
No, it is the worst $50 I've ever spent. Look, it's okay. It's fine for what it is.
Yeah.
I guess when you put it all into perspective, man, I'm still not going to say it.
I think what they need now is to, like, because we have, like, in the phones and the watches, allow that be the actual device. Because imagine being able to have your watch, it goes to Disney, you know, Disney World, Disneyland, and it works, and it does the games. You go to Super Nintendo World, you could still use that same watch, and you could play the game.
What if it was $60 to do that? More than a band. But you know what? You get to keep your one device that you use every day anyways, and don't have to do anything different. Just pay us $60, and it's yours. $10 more than a band? I would do it.
Okay, I see your $60, and I would say, how about $30 for the app, and then $20 for Mario bands, Luigi bands for your watch. I think that's where they would want to.
I'm into it.
You know,
I think that's where it is. You Disney nor Universal is ever going to go to a one-time system like that when they can get all of this money out of us.
Yeah, they got look at all these every bands. Time.
But I think that's the thing.
Oh, it's
that's
food and wine? $30.
Yeah, here's a new band.
Boogie Boogie, get this one. $30. Oh, you know what? There's a little Star Wars holiday called Life Day. That'll be $35. And it's just every time we're like, yeah, okay, it's May 4th. I'll prepay for that even though I won't get it until June 2nd.
I'm not going to buy a Life Day Snuggie 30 minutes That's later. Hey, different. I bought a Life Day Snuggie. Yeah,
there was peer pressure involved.
But I think that's where I would prefer. Like, we have devices already. Let us use those and just give us cool added things to, like, that we could add to it. You know, the little tokens or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that's where you get you'll still get your money.
Little giblets we can like poke into the thing.
Oh, put them on your Crocs and then you just like put your foot up to
the... What if it worked? Yeah, a little Croc giblet that you could put your puck into. There you go. And then
it's not called a giblet.
What is it called?
Gibbets, I think.
Gibbet. Got us so close. But you could use your like your toe thumb to like scan
it. No. And I think that's one of our
after hours conversations over there.
That cost extra.
Dano, thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Tell everybody what you're up to and where they can find you on the internet.
Over on youtube.com/thedanochannel, Instagram, the Dano channel. Everywhere basically the Dano channel now. And I'm just doing weird stuff, doing whatever I want to on the internet these days. And if you like Star Wars, you'll probably like it. Probably. But the big thing we're doing is weekly watch parties every Tuesday. And if you're watching this when it comes out, Ahsoka got moved to be earlier on Tuesday. So instead of late night watch parties between next week, which is August 23rd, or 22nd, I think, and basically the beginning of October, we're doing our watch parties much earlier. Much, much earlier, which hopefully that means more people can attend. So if you want to hang out and watch Ahsoka, starting at 5 p.m. Pacific time until probably about an hour after the shows are over, we're going to be hanging out over on youtube.com/thedanochannel live every Tuesday Watching Ahsoka together is a big Star Wars family, so I hope you'll join.
Yeah, if everything goes according to plan, it should be this evening, right?
Yes, the day this episode drops will be the first early watch party. And we'll be there.
Come hang out.
Go watch. Come hang out.
Yeah, we'll be there. Now that it's not, we live in two very different time zones, so your normal watch parties.
You guys should come hang out like on camera on it, at least before the episode starts.
That'd be fun.
We could do that.
Yeah.
At least one of the weeks.
We'll see what we can do. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Well, but we would love to.
But that also means that we may have to be changing our live stream day.
Yeah. We'll figure that out. Yeah,
because you guys normally do Tuesdays at like 7, right?
Or your 7 Pacific.
9 your time, 7 Pacific. Yeah, that's going to butt up against each other.
But we're pretty like loose on that one, so it's not a like hard and firm.
We'll figure it out.
Yes, go check out Dano.
So yes. Thank you, Dano, and thank you for hanging out with us. If you have an opinion on these bands, let us know in the comments. Otherwise, we will see you next time.
Bye. It's an okay $50 I spent, okay? It's okay.